the good news. You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
It is often said that this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why do people say that? Why do people say that this is the most wonderful time of the year? That's what we're going to look at today and probably next week as well. As I do believe that this is the most wonderful time of the year. And the reason why this is the most wonderful time of the year is that this is the time of the year that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, who was foreordained before the foundation of the world, before God created the heavens and the earth. Before God created any of the animals, before he created the atmosphere, before he created the water and land, before he created human beings, God foreordained to send his son, Jesus, to the earth, not to just be a babe lying in a manger, but to actually make a sacrifice for our sins, so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven, so that we can repent of our sins and trust in him for salvation. We're going to look in the Bible at two passages from Isaiah that foretell of Jesus' birth, and then we'll actually look in 1 Peter, and we'll see that in 1 Peter actually talking about how the prophets of time old wondered and pondered what manner of time that Jesus would actually come. And we look in Isaiah chapter 7, beginning at verse 14. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Curds and honey he shall eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. It is biologically impossible for a virgin to bear a son. Yet that's exactly what happened with Jesus. He was born of a virgin, someone who had never known a man intimately, who had never experienced that, and had without the seed of man, it is impossible for a human being to come about. We know that the Holy Spirit brought about conception with Mary. And we see that the virgin actually did bear a son. And of course, Isaiah is prophesying this hundreds of years prior to that time coming about. And then in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7, we read, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform at this. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." So Isaiah here is prophesying this as if it had already happened, that unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. He was born and he was given for the sins of the world, for the sins of human beings. Human beings have an opportunity to come to know him today because he was born and he actually sacrificed his own life, shed his own blood upon that cross. The government will be upon his shoulders and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So we see even the government being upon his shoulder and him being called these wonderful names, Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, God in the flesh, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And this is one of the things we see in the Bible, that there would be an increase of the reign of Christ throughout history. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent his only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in a manger, but ended his life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through Jesus Christ. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there, and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. We are ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems, your technical problems, because, you know, not every problem is computer related today. There's technology and a lot of things, including, I don't know if you heard this week, but there's actually a Samsung washing machine that has a little problem where it might not be a little problem if it happens to you, because they actually were catching fire. But here's the kicker: it's a high-tech washing machine, and the problem can be resolved with a firmware update. So you just install new software on your washing machine, and that fixes the problem.
So on one hand, it's very alarming that this is there, that this problem exists. On the other hand, boy, to be able to resolve this without having a repairman come out or send your washer back to the factory and get a replacement, which, by the way, how long do you think that would take if they had to physically recall all of these Samsungs right now? That would take quite a bit of time. So definitely, this is what we'd be looking at. And Cliff says that on the swap shop today they had a Maytag iron. So that's pretty interesting. A Maytag iron. I'm not sure I've ever didn't even know they made irons. You know what they say about the Maytags. You don't need the repairman. The repairman's bored over at Maytag. But at Samsung, boy, it's not just the repairman. It's their software engineers that were a little bit busy. So that just goes to show you a little bit about technology and how technology can change things. I want to talk about another thing that a lot of people have done around this time of year. A lot of people put up Christmas lights. And back, there's a few ways you can do Christmas lights. One, you can manually plug them in or turn them on when it's time to turn those on. And then you have to remember to turn them off or to unplug them. And if you don't remember, then they can actually be on all night. And, of course, some people leave their Christmas lights on all night. My kids and I always thought it was a little bit amusing, but some people leave their Christmas lights on all night Christmas Eve so that Santa Claus can find their house. But anyway, all kidding aside, that's one way of Kinect turning on your Christmas lights is when you physically plug them in and unplug them. Well, then there's also manual timers, and we've used manual timers in the past. The problem with manual timers is that, first of all, they're not digital, so you can't set them exactly. You have to spin the dial and kind of get it real close as you can to the time that it actually is, and then it typically allows you to turn the outlet on or off maybe every half hour or every hour. You don't have a lot of precision. Fast forward to today, where you can actually have smart outlets and smart plugs, and we have these. And so with a smart outlet and a smart plug, what you're looking at is you can actually connect it to the internet. And then there's an app that you can control that. So you could be anywhere in the world, as long as you have internet access, you could actually turn your Christmas lights on if your Christmas lights if you had one of these plugs and it was connected to your wireless network at your house and your internet was working and you had your Christmas lights connected to it, you could turn your lights on and off from anywhere in the world as long as you're connected to the internet. But you know what? It gets even better, because one of the things you can do is you can actually take your plug in the app, and you can create schedules. And with the schedules, you can decide, I want the lights to be on at this time, and I want them to turn off at this time. And I think ours are turning on around 5:30, and they're turning off around 10:30. I think my wife might have changed the schedule a little bit because she wanted them to be on or off a little bit later. But that's what you can do. And then all you have to do is plug it in, set the schedule, and forget it. In fact, if you do it again the next year, you can use the same smart switch and just plug the lights into that. You don't even have to reprogram it. You might have to check the program just to see what it is, but you don't even have to reprogram it. It'll automatically be connected to your network unless you've changed your wireless network. And of course, you can use it for other things throughout the year. One of the things that we use these smart outlets for is we use these smart outlets to remotely reboot network devices, and not only network devices, but other devices as well. Like, for instance, you might have, and in certain situations, we've had, one thing that happens sometimes is your Comcast modem. That needs to be restarted sometimes. And, you know, I'm sure it happens with AT&T as well, but it really happens with Comcast, where, you know, the internet's just not working. You power cycle the modem. And what are we talking about with power cycle? We're talking about turning it off, leaving it off for about 10 to 30 seconds, and then turning it back on. And if you have a Comcast modem, it might take 5 to 10 minutes for your internet to start working again. But when it does, things work a lot better. And in fact, a lot of times when you had problems, you don't have problems anymore. But that's inconvenient because you're having problems. If you're having problems, you're probably having problems during the workday. And then you have to power it off and turn it back on, which means that everyone is going to be disconnected from the internet. Today, in a lot of businesses, their phone systems are internet-based. So that means no phones for that 10 minutes or 11 minutes or so. Plus, you know, you were having problems earlier. So what we do is we actually have these smart switches, and we connect these we could do this with anyone, but we do this particularly with businesses that periodically have a problem, and power cycling the modem resolves it. So we just install this smart switch, and what happens? So we configure the smart switch to turn off, maybe at 3 a.m., and a minute later, we configure it to turn on. And sometimes we found that occasionally they don't turn back on the first time, so we'll actually configure three on schedules. For, let's say, 3 a.m., we'll tell it to turn off. We'll have an on schedule for an on schedule for 3:01. We'll have an on schedule for 3:02 and an on schedule for 3:03. We really have never run into a situation where the device has stayed off at that point. So your modem is then power cycling. We can do this every day. So your modem is then power cycling every day at 3 a.m., a time that you're probably not using it, at a time that you're actually probably not on the phones and not using your computers. And when you come in the next day to work, and by the way, it happens while you're sleeping, when you come in the next day, everything works. We've also had situations like where maybe a server is down or a workstation is down, and maybe it's even in a location where it's remote. Maybe no one is in the office on a regular basis. We've had some offices like that where people, they connect remotely, they don't come into the office, and they don't always have someone there, and they want to be able to just shut this off, reboot it, power cycle it. And so what we're able to do is we're able to go in, schedule some on times, and then turn it off. And the reason we schedule some on times is because with certain devices, like if you're turning the modem off, you know, you've got to have it scheduled to turn back on before you do that, because you're going to lose internet connection to it. So we schedule the on times and then turn it off. And then when the on times come, it turns back on. And lo and behold, it resolves the problem. Power cycling resolves the problem most times.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now
over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
my work. I was actually just typing in my computer. Just the screen went black, and it was on, and things were, you know, the lights were on, but no one was home, so to speak. So, but we're here, and we're actually, let me see, I need to get the live stream going again. Let me see if we can do this, get the live streams going again on YouTube and Facebook. I don't know if it'll just reconnect, or if I have, hey, look at that. The stream is starting again, so the live looks like we've got that going in over on Facebook, and we're getting the live stream going on YouTube as well. So crazy things happen sometimes. You know, things were just working so smoothly today. I told Cliff, you know, what is this? Everything's going to work right today. But you know, sometimes you have to roll with the punches and get back in there. But hey, we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to answer your technology questions as well. And one of the things that we want to go over today is we want to go over again, because I know a lot of people have purchased a new computer lately, and or maybe you'll be, you know, opening up a computer or you'll be giving a computer to someone. And one thing that happens with a lot of the computers today, and we've seen this with Windows 10, we're also seeing it with almost every new computer with Windows 11, is that they're coming with BitLocker enabled. Now, what is BitLocker, and why would this matter to you? Well, BitLocker is drive encryption. So, and it actually is a good thing. It helps protect you if your computer were stolen, for instance. You actually do have a setting in the computer where you can actually go in there and you can say, well, I want to have find my computer set up, and you can actually even disable your computer or cause the hard drive to be erased if it's been stolen or lost or stolen. Or let's say someone steals it and they don't know your password, they can't get into the system. Well, you know, if they don't know your password, well, they can use a password reset utility. Except if you have BitLocker enabled, they won't be able to do that password reset because your drive won't be seen outside of the operating system. Secondly, if they say, well, you know, I can't get into the computer, but you know what? I am a computer technician. I know how to pull the drive. I'll connect it to another computer, and I'm going to get all of this person's data, and I'm going to find their, you know, they might have their picture of their driver's license on it. Well, what would that have? That would have your name. It would have your address. It would have your date of birth. It would have your driver's license number. There's a good chance on your computer you might have a copy of your tax return. Well, that would have your social security number as well. That's all a hacker would need to be able to steal your identity. And so a lot of people have already on their computer the information necessary to steal someone's identity. So you want to protect against that, and BitLocker is a way to protect against that, because if that drive is pulled from the computer, the drive, it will not be accessible. The data on the drive will not be accessible without your BitLocker key. And the BitLocker key is a long string of numbers. And the problem is, what happens if you forget your password? And you need to have it reset by a computer, you know, by maybe a faster PC. Maybe you bring it into a faster PC, which we had a customer did this week. They actually, it wasn't them, but, you know, sometimes you get things like this. I mean, think about this. I'm going to give you some scenarios. Let's say you have someone in your house that has a physical or mental condition where maybe they're starting to forget things. Maybe they're getting to a place where they no longer remember, or they're having, you know, not just senior moments, but actually dementia or Alzheimer's, or maybe they have another condition and they do things but don't remember that they did them. And these types of things happen. They happen especially to older people, but they happen even sometimes in younger people. And this particular computer, there was, they knew the password, but they weren't able to get in. And they had someone living in the house that had a medical condition that where they did things, but then didn't always remember what they did. So what actually happened is they weren't able to get into the system. So, we're looking, well, how do we reset it? It looks like a local account. So I pull out my password reset utility, go in, try to, change the boot sequence, try to, go and see if I can boot from my password reset utility. That did not work. So I have another way. It's more manual. It takes more work, takes a little bit longer to do, but I can still do it. So I boot from a Windows USB disk, get up to a command prompt, and lo and behold, the drive's not seen. Why is their drive not seen? The drive's not seen because BitLocker is enabled, and I'm booting without secure boot, and BitLocker is not enabled. So what you actually have happening there is we were not able to reset the password because BitLocker was enabled. They had no idea what the BitLocker key is. They didn't even know they had BitLocker or what BitLocker is. Sometimes, by the way, you can get into a Microsoft account. So we go, well, let's see if we can get into a Microsoft account. And if that Microsoft account has this computer on it, that Microsoft account will have the BitLocker key. And with that BitLocker key, we can then access the hard drive, and we can do what needs to be done. Even if we have to totally reinstall Windows, we still want their data first. So we go in, we went into their Microsoft account, we logged in, and lo and behold, that computer was not in the Microsoft account, and therefore the BitLocker key was not in the Microsoft account. You may recall we had a situation like this with a church recently where they had a hard drive that died. We sent the drive out to a data recovery facility because we, in most cases, when a drive dies, we're able to recover the data. But in this case, we weren't able to recover the data. But we sent the drive out to a data recovery facility. They could have recovered the data, but there was an issue. The issue with recovering the data was that they had a BitLocker key. The drive was encrypted with BitLocker. And again, this is Microsoft's encryption technology. Well, this would prevent a hacker or a scammer or a thief from being able to access your information, which is good. But what if you need to access it? Or you need to have another firm access it, like a Faster PC or one of our data recovery facility partners? Well, what actually ended up happening, and we searched their Microsoft accounts, and we couldn't find this computer in the Microsoft account. We couldn't find the BitLocker key in the Microsoft account. So they weren't able to recover the data off of this drive. And they did have a backup, by the way. But, one of the things with backups, when they're dependent on human beings, very often they're not... People aren't as diligent as they would like to be. People aren't as diligent as they need to be. And so what you actually had happen was a backup that was supposed to happen like every week or so didn't happen for 3 months. So their QuickBooks data was 3 months out of date. And there was a whole slew of data that was never backed up to begin with. So they lost that data because... It wasn't backed up regularly. It should have been backed up regularly, and a Faster PC can help you back things up regularly. And we can help you take the human element out of it where it just happens automatically. And if it doesn't happen automatically, we get a notification, and we can go in and correct that. Most of the time, it's just that the computer was off for a few days. And then when it turns on, it just catches up, and it does its backup. But other than that, really, it's a very reliable situation. You know, we even have the situation where the backup is made even to the cloud as well as to a local device in the office. The reason that this is important is, you know, what happens if you have fire, if you have theft, if you have sabotage? What happens if you have a CryptoLocker infection? All of your data is encrypted. Well, it's important to have that data and to have it there to be able to get it, yeah, and, you know, to have a place off-site that has your data. So we can actually do that. Well, we actually, by the way, with a customer that just came in this week, we were able to get into their account because they actually had two accounts, and the password that they knew of, one of the passwords they knew of, actually did work for one of the accounts. And that's the way we were able to get in. If we weren't able to get in that way, we wouldn't have been able to get their data. We did have another customer that came in, and he had a problem with his computer, and it looked like, well, we needed to run some utilities, and the problem was BitLocker was enabled, so we were looking at the possibility of having to wipe out his computer. Now, this was a fairly new computer, and he did say that he didn't have a lot of data on it, but he did have some data on it. Well, we were able to save the day because one of our two remote support utilities actually has a new feature that was just added a few months ago. And that actually captures the BitLocker key for each computer that it's installed on. So we can actually install this on your computer, that your new computer that has BitLocker. You probably don't even know it has BitLocker, but you know what? If you find out it has BitLocker without knowing what the key is, and you actually need to get into it, and we haven't installed that software on it, well, unless that computer is tied to a Microsoft account and the BitLocker key is in your Microsoft account, well, you're not going to get your data back. So this is something that we were able to get in there. We were able to recover everything because we had the BitLocker key enabled. So if you're out there, maybe you're getting a new computer, maybe, you know, you don't even need any help with it. Of course, if you need help with it, if you need help transferring data from your old computer to the new computer, we can help you with that. That's one of the services we provide here at a Faster PC. And, and we can do that in shop. We can do it on site. It does cost more on site, but you know, in the shop, it's less expensive. It's more convenient on site. We can also help set up a backup plan that will ensure that no matter what happens, your data is safe and secure, even from hackers, even from fire, even from theft, even from sabotage. Worst case scenario, you have your data.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems, your technology problems as well. One of the things that we did want to just continue to do is to go over navigation and on Windows 11, because if you have a computer, a new computer, it's most likely going to have Windows 11. In fact, if you've bought a computer in the last 5 years, your computer probably, 4 or 5 years, your computer probably has been prompting you to update to Windows 11, or may already have updated to Windows 11. So in the last week, we actually did show you how you can see how to navigate in Windows 11. So I'm going to switch over to a full screen just to show you what I have done since last week. So if we click on the start button, you remember we were talking and I showed last week how to create groups and move certain things into groups. And you see, I've done that, and what was taking up 4 pages of pinned programs is now taking up 1, and I have one unpinned program on another page. And what I'm going to do is just take this Lenovo Vantage, and I'm just going to move that right over. This is the Lenovo Vantage icon for the Lenovo Vantage app. Move that right over the settings. That'll create a new folder. And then I'll take also, now we can rename this. We can rename this Utilities. And so you can rename these folders to make them more useful to you. I'll take the control panel and move it over there also. And now I actually have all of my pinned apps on one page, although some of them are in groups. What I've also done is I've also taken down on the taskbar, I have pinned some of the programs that I use most often, such as Excel, OneNote, Word, Outlook, Firefox, and so these are always there. I can just click on them on the taskbar. I don't have to actually click start. I don't have to go to find the program or go to all apps and find the program. So pinning it to start means that you don't have to go to all apps to find it. Pinning it to the taskbar means that you don't even have to open up the start menu. So this is a way that you know, can make it a little bit quicker. Now, there also are going to be some things on your screen and on your taskbar that you may not want to be there, and they can take up extra room. So if you look on, first of all, the taskbar, you see here the Microsoft Store. Well, Microsoft wants you to use the store. What's the store? Well, the store is, if you have a phone, a smartphone, you're probably familiar with either the Apple Store if you have an Apple phone, or the Google Play Store if you have an Android phone. So these are apps that you can go in and find more apps and install those apps. So these are ways that you can actually get there. You can actually see the app. You can actually look at it and this is something that it's a pretty cool to be able to do this. Well, you know, you want to be able to find apps. And by the way, Apple does a much better job than Google of making sure that the apps that are in their store are legitimate apps, and they're not going to spy on you, and or at least not as much, you know, not more than what they're saying that they're letting you know that they're going to do, that they're not going to install malware. You get that sometimes with Androids, but some of the apps you can get malware where you're just checking a message or you're browsing the web and all of a sudden a video ad pops up and starts playing. Well, that's something you aren't going to see on the Apple. Well, one thing that you do have though with both of those apps is when someone installs an app, if it's from the Google Play Store, Google gets money. If someone installs an app from the Apple Play Store, Apple gets money. If they pay for that app, they get more money. Well, the same thing happens with the Microsoft Store. So Microsoft really wants you to use this store. But you know what? Is it something that you need to have on the taskbar? I've never used it off the taskbar. I don't use it rarely. I really don't get apps that way most of the time. So I'm going to right-click, and I'm going to go up to Unpin from Taskbar. And that will just take that right off the taskbar. There's also a chat feature here. Well, you know, I haven't used that. I'll just right-click on that. I don't think, you know, it doesn't look like it's allowing me to actually take that off. When I right-click, nothing's happening. There's also, I think that one actually shows you what's actually open. So So certain things, it looks like they're not allowing you to actually unpin. Now, how about programs that are installed, pre-installed by Microsoft? And I think I actually even have some of these here, if I can find where I put them. Okay, so Windows, here are some of the ones that are there. Now, some of these things, there are some apps that you may actually have installed that you don't want. Like, for instance, a lot of times Spotify comes on a computer. Why does Spotify come on a computer? Because Spotify wants you to use their app. Their app does. It is a good app if you want to use it. It's definitely good to be there. But Spotify wants you to use it so that they can make money, because they make money when you use their app. How do they make money? Well, if you're a free subscriber, you're going to hear ads. If you're a paid subscriber, they're going to make money because you're paying them a monthly fee. So either way, they're going to make money. So Spotify pays Microsoft to actually put their app on the start menu. And so any of the apps that you see, if you don't want them, you can right-click on them, and you'll have an uninstall option. And in Windows here, see, I have the Windows Store. I move Mail, which I never use. Photos, I use that sometimes. Notepad, I use Notepad quite often, but not all the time. The clock, I use that sometimes. So a lot of these things, the calculator, I use it quite often, but not all the time. Calendar, I really have never used it. Movie and TV, it's not something I've used, but I might use it. There's Video Champ, Video Editor. Again, I might use these if I want to use them. They're in a folder. They're not taking up a lot of room on my start page, and I can get in there and I can actually use those. So some of these other things I'll probably consolidate as well, like Zoom. I'll probably put that in with OBS because I use that. We're using that today to connect to the WPSL studio and WCNO studios. So I just copied those, and I'll actually rename this probably streaming, because I use OBS Studio to stream simultaneously to Facebook and also to YouTube. So I'm going to call this streaming, and what I'll probably do, or I might change the name of that, but I also have Sound Blaster. I don't know if I should put that in the utilities. I'll go ahead and put it up here in streaming. But that's actually the sound card I'm using right now. I'm not using the onboard sound on this laptop because the onboard sound was causing some issues. And the issue that I had with the onboard sound was that it's one jack, and when I plug something in, it doesn't ask me like my old laptop did. My old laptop had a different sound card. My old laptop, the driver that I had installed would actually ask me what I plugged in. So I could plug in a headset. It always knew what I plugged in when I plugged in a headset because it has three connectors. But when you plug in something with one or two connectors, it would ask me what I plugged in. Did I plug in a headset? Or excuse me, a headphones? Did I plug in a microphone? Did I plug in mine in? So I could choose those from those options, and I would use my microphone plugged into there. By the way, much cleaner audio with doing that way than going through this Sound Blaster, this little Sound Blaster USB sound card. I'm going to have to check out a few others and try out a few other sound cards to see if I can find one that's as clean as my old laptop's audio was, because this mic, combined with my old laptop, produced a very clean, low noise environment. But anyway, I'm using that when I stream and when I record. So, some of these things, again, I can move these apps into various folders, and the reason you would do that again is just to make it so that more of your things that you use show up on that first page when you click on start. So it just saves you a little bit of time. You don't have to look quite as hard or quite as far to find something. And by default, even if you don't install any apps on your computer, you're going to have, you're going to go on, when you turn on your computer and you click start, you're going to be into the second page of the pinned apps. And again, some of those you might want to uninstall if you don't need them. But if they are there, and they're ones that you do like and you do want to keep them, then you can go ahead and keep them there. But if you want to get everything onto one page, you can do that by creating folders. Of course, we did also show you how you can right click here and you can go to start settings. You can add more more pin items, which gives you less of the recommendations. You can go to more recommendations and less of the pinned items. But you know, those are some things you can do to tweak your settings and to tweak the display there, so that things work for you, and so that you don't have to scroll to multiple pages to get and figure out, well, you know, is it on the third page? Is it on the second page? Is it on the first page? You know, you can actually get to your programs. You can open them up very clearly, very quickly. Now, let me just explain also, you know, we've used the term programs, we've used the term apps as well. What's the difference? Well, a program typically is totally on your computer. You run it on your computer. It might actually go out to the web to get updates, but the core program is on your computer. It can run on your computer without the internet. Apps typically have a small footprint on your computer and actually pull a lot of data from the internet. And so some of the stuff is actually running from the internet, and it's necessary to be connected to the internet. And some big differences in that are the Microsoft games. The old Microsoft games run off of your computer. The new ones run off the internet. They're slower. And get this, Microsoft loves this. They have ads, which means Microsoft.
And we're coming to the end of today's show. But if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website, afasterpc.com, and clicking on the links.
We're open today until 2, closed Monday, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Have a Merry Christmas.
We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is, This is the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent His only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in a manger, but ended His life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through